This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1173, Throwback Thursday Challenge on Instagram. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we have a very special challenge for you. Find out how you can participate, plus learn a few new fun phrases to talk about the past. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
What is going on? I feel like summer arrived here all of a sudden, and yeah. Now it's like 70 degrees, 80 degrees, and it's, oh, God, it's lovely. It's so beautiful.
I know. It's crazy. I'm so excited to do a little exploring this summer and just get outside. Get outside.
Yeah. James actually has a day off school on Wednesday. This is interesting. So did you hear about the maybe it's just in Oregon. I think it's just in Oregon. Never mind. So the teachers of Oregon and all the public schools are staging a walkout on Wednesday. As we talk about this, this will be tomorrow. And because they need better education funding and better working conditions and stuff like that. So it's this statewide protest. And so the schools are just closing and it's just this day off for students now. So yeah, so James has like a surprise day off school and we're going to go hiking.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I like that. It's also good for kids to see people protesting and exercising their right, freedom of speech, right?
Exactly.
Their right to protest and to resist in a sense, you know, especially an organization.
Yes.
It's a good thing for children to see that at a young age.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, they're talking about this in his class. And I really like to try and encourage a healthy sense of skepticism, a healthy sense of like, just because it's a rule or an established thing doesn't mean you shouldn't question it, right? Like, just because teachers get paid this, that doesn't mean that's what they're worth or what they deserve, right?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's it is a great thing.
Yeah, it's a big topic in our country, teacher pay, right? Public school teacher pay, for sure. Maybe we'll do another episode on that another day. That's a big topic, for sure.
That is huge. Yeah, we're going to have to really plan that one. There's a lot to go into. We have sort of a lighter topic to talk about today, though.
Yeah, we have a little bit of, so today we're talking about kind of looking back, right? And these are the episodes, guys, that are going to get you really into the nuances of English. That's why I love it so much. These lessons, these episodes are going to teach you how to really connect, right? More so than your grammar book will. So we've got three phrases today that talk about looking back, and they're all different, but there's the common thread. What is the thread between all of them today, Jessica?
Well, I would say there are a couple common threads, actually. All three phrases have the word back, mm-hmm. and all three can be used to reference the past. So, like the last time I was on the show, we talked about really good vocab that natives use to signal when they're joking, right? But these phrases we use, and listeners, you guys can use also to introduce that you're going to talk about a memory or something from your childhood or teen years or something. And gosh, like discussing memories from growing up, this is such a great way to connect to people, especially when you're from two different cultures and like comparing how you grew up in different places. Just like great conversations.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, you know, it can be like the littlest thing, like just tasting something that can send you way back into your childhood, or a smell or a song or anything that can really send you way back. So there is one first phrase when we talk about friendships, right? The way I think about this phrase is when I talk about a relationship or a friendship I have with the person when we've been friends for ages, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When I talk about my best friend, Megan, who lives in Portland now, and we've known each other since elementary school, I could say, she's my best friend. We go way back. Or she's my best friend from way back. Or like, or we also say like from way back in the day.
Way back in the day. What do we mean by the day when we say that?
Yeah, the day could be like when you're a kid, or I think it usually references like sort of elementary school years or high school years, but definitely like pre-college years usually. It also depends on how old you are. Like if you're in your 80s and you're like back in the day, well, gosh, like that could reference a whole host of different years.
Yeah, it's pretty vague. On this show, we've talked about, you know, you and I, we were both teenagers in the 90s, right? So we talk about maybe the 90s for us being the day, right? Back in the day, totally. The 80s, the 90s. So it really depends on the person, you know, when is their day?
Yeah. So. And when we think about like, what if we had to define what the day means, I would say it's like your formative years, like, right? Yeah. Like when you're a teenager and you're really forming your personality and who you are. So like if you hear a song on the radio and you'd be like, oh, that's from back in the day, then probably, like if I said it, it would be from the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but just going back to this other one. So we go way back. So I have a friend, Emma, and she was my best friend in middle school. We became good friends in like seventh grade, and we're still, I mean, I wouldn't say that we're best friends now, but we're definitely still very close because we have that shared history. So she's the one that I would say that about. We go way back to middle school. We go back to seventh grade, you know, our friendship. Yeah.
Do you think that you have to be of a certain age to use this? Like if I heard an 18-year-old use this, it would seem weird to me because I'm like, you haven't been around enough to have a way back. I think I think there should be a rule. Like you have to be in your 30s to like say this.
No, I don't know. I guess it's all relative to the person speaking, right? So for that person, maybe 10 years ago is way back, even though it doesn't seem like a lot of time. So I don't know.
Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
But I know what you're saying, like to have a way back, a period that you should be a little older than that, maybe. I don't know.
I know, like if I, like, because James always tries to use adult phrases and stuff. I could just imagine him saying this and like thinking, it would just be the most adorable thing. So there's another phrase we use, a throwback. So like to describe something as a throwback means it reminds you of your past, right? I think of you using this a lot to describe like musical styles. So if I hear a new song on the radio, but it sounds like something that could have come out in the 1950s or, you know, like a long time ago, I'd be like, oh, that's a real throwback.
Yeah, that's true. And it can definitely be used for something a little more modern. Like, for example, last night I was in my Zumba class and one of our songs in our routine is, do you remember the song Hot Stepper? Hot Stepper.
Oh my God, that totally. I totally danced to that Hot song Stepper. In my room. Yeah.
So I danced to it every Monday in Zumba.
Awesome.
So that is definitely a throwback to the 90s. That would be a good example of when to use it. And it's often used with a hint of what's the word? Feeling kind of nostalgic, right? A hint of nostalgia, totally. A smile on your face. Oh, that's a throwback to 1992, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I think it's definitely a positive nostalgia description. Like, and on that same line, I would be like, oh, that's a real throwback. That really takes me back. Meaning like it makes me feel like I did back then.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's
for
the
sure.
other phrase with back that we could use is that takes me back, right? Like it makes me remember the days of my youth. God, I sound so old right now.
Oh, no. We're not old. No. So that's the third phrase. And it's not just songs that take us back, right? As we said before, it could be smells. It could be food, different kinds of food. It could be
totally.
I don't know, anything, walking into a house or, you know, for me over the summer, I went back to visit my college campus in Virginia because we did a summer road trip and it was really interesting. It really took me back to being 18 years old, you know, walking into those buildings like the study lounge and just, you know,
That's
it
awesome.
Really takes you back. And if you go walk your college campus, you really feel that for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah.
I watched a movie the other day called The Mid 90s and it was so good. But it was about the mid-90s, of course. And it was like a coming of age story, right? This 13-year-old kid, he becomes friends with all these skateboarders. And so he learns how to skateboard. And that totally took me back because I was friends with all the skateboarders in high school. And just like the way they talk about stuff, the way they dressed with like the baggy pants and the beanies and stuff like that. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I know you. Like I know these people. And the music, like the punk music they listen to. My God. It was amazing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That familiarity is comforting for sure when we experience something that we went through. And yeah, I'd like our listeners to get involved with today's episode.
Yes.
I mean, what could our listeners do? I mean, we do have this new Instagram channel that is now live, guys. If you're not on our channel yet, you should go to Instagram and search for All Ears English and you will see it's there. It's yellow. It's bright. It's got lots of fun photos of all three of us on that channel. What should our listeners do to reference today's episode on that channel?
Yes. Awesome. So this, guys, is actually an internet trend of the past few years. I've seen this come up on Facebook, on Instagram, but we want to use this on Instagram because that is, I think, where it started. It's called Throwback Thursday. So you know what a throwback is, right? It's something from your past. So on Thursdays, people post pictures of themselves when they were younger. So like I could post a picture of myself like when I had braces and a perm. Oh my God, it was horrible. But I could post a picture like that and then I would hashtag TBT or like Throwback Thursday, but also hashtag All Ears English, because that means we can find these pictures of you guys. We would love this for you guys to participate in this like English internet phenomenon on Instagram with us.
Yeah, let's have our own little Throwback Thursday, guys. So this is coming out on Thursday, June 13th. So we're going to do it too. Luckily enough, it's a Thursday, so it's perfect, right? It's perfect. So guys, go over and post a throwback photo of you from whatever decade you want, whenever you want, whatever you want to share with us. We'll do the same. I'll write it in my book to remind us to do it. And let's see what we come up with here, guys. So make sure you hashtag All Ears English and so that we can see you. I'm excited for this, Jessica.
This is going to be so fun. Oh, guys, this is great. I love this like community activity. I already know what picture I'm going to post because a friend of mine did like a Throwback Thursday of me when I was like in middle school or something.
Oh my God.
So I already got a picture. It's hideous because I was in middle school, but I'll post it.
Oh my God. This is going to be really fun to see what we come up with here. All right. Awesome. And this is great. So guys, remember today's phrases. The first one is we go way back. I like that one. Jessica, what was the next one? Just so our listeners remember.
Yeah, so the next one is a throwback. It's something that reminds you of the past or like back in the day, as we said. And then the last one, also if something reminds you of the past, you could use it in the same sentence as throwback. You say, this really takes me back. It means it makes you feel like you did back in the day.
I love that. I love that. And before we finish off today's episode, I want to remind our listeners to go over and find the IELTS Energy podcast, right?
Yes.
I mean, what is going on over there, Jessica? What is happening?
Oh my God. What is not happening? Everything happens on the IELTS Energy podcast, you guys.
Oh yeah.
Of course, we talk about the exam and different skills, but it's really like, it's really focused on how you can improve these like different parts of your language for the test. Yes, but I think these activities and ideas and vocab, this is useful no matter why you're learning English.
Oh, yeah. It's really, really helpful, guys. And we do publish 3 days a week over there. Jessica, you used to be an examiner. You were an examiner for 14 years, right?
So yes.
That's incredible. The information that we're getting over there is super accurate.
Yeah, you really cannot get this information anywhere else, you guys. This is like the most experienced insider look at this exam, which is kept very secret under lock and key. I mean, I was contractually could not say I was an examiner for 14 years. So like, yeah, this is the place to go for all the insider knowledge.
Exactly. And pretty soon we're going to be adding a computer IELTS preparation piece, right, Jessica? So you are making a trip up to Canada to take that test. And we're really excited to hear about the experience.
I know, guys, this is going to be so cool. I'm taking the test. Like, I am taking the IELTS exam on the computer in Canada next month. So definitely stay tuned to IELTS Energy, guys, because I'm going to tell you all about that experience and, you know, what you guys can do if you also have to take this test. It's so new. There are no resources on this yet. And that's why we're going to give them to you.
All right. There we go. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out today. And I'll see you very soon back on the show.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.